Okay, so I'm talking with Sam at Yoga at
Moulin de Bizouin.
Moulin de Bizouin, which is in Merliac. And you've been here how long?
Since December last year.
Since December. So tell us why here and what brought you here?
Well, me and my partner both had busy lives. I'd just moved down from Manchester to Devon and we fancied somewhere out in the countryside in our own little bubble where we could create a business and hopefully sustain a lifestyle that we wanted, right, that we couldn't achieve in Devon.
And it's yoga. It's, tell me a little bit about what you do. It's...
Well, at the moment we offer yoga, weekly yoga, but I also do holistic therapies, including Reiki, Indian head massages and so forth, a few beauty treatments. But in the future, with the mill and the land that we've got around the mill, we're going to be offering 6 bell tents.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's going to be like a glamping site with the treatments added in. So we've got the yoga treatments and the camping, and hopefully we're going to do some retreats, some yoga retreats. But also there's a lot of scope for doing events. So we're looking to do a weekend of, say, Northern Soul or scooter rallies, that kind of thing, as well as the yoga weekends.
Yeah.
So we're quite excited, quite up and coming.
So why Brittany? What brought you here? Did you sort of look up in lots of other places, or?
Luckily, the property belonged to a friend and we got something linked. At first, we thought it may be a bit too big, too much to set up, to start on. But then we came to view it. I fell in love with it straight away. We didn't actually see another property because I wanted this one.
So tell me about the mill, because it's got a bit of history, hasn't it?
Yeah, the mill was occupied in the Second World War. They cut off all electricity for the village.
It's a very old mill, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very old mill, but I think the water used to produce electricity for the village.
Right, okay.
So when it was invaded in the war, they stopped electricity, and it's never been up and running since.
Right, okay.
So since the war then, the commune bought it and tried to, like, maintain it, but it's such a big building.
Yeah.
To maintain, and the commune did the roofs, luckily, on the mill and on the cottage. Because the cottage used to be like the staff room, so the workers from the mill used to take the breaks here. So it was never lived in,
right,
up until recently. When I say recently, it was probably about 10 years. It's been turned into a home, a family home.
Right.
The miller's daughters still live across the way. I mean, they're elderly sisters that still live there. So they give us lots of history about the place. They've got pictures of the place, which is absolutely lovely to see. We need to get copies so we can put them on the wall. We've still got some sacks, from the flour in the mill, on the top of the mill, with the Bizouin, Moulin de Bizouin, which is obviously, you know, it was used for the mill. Part of the mill was a bakery, which is this side, and there was a blacksmith on the other side of the mill.
Oh, okay. And the mill still works?
No, unfortunately, a lot of the inners was sold off.
Right.
So
right.
We've got some machinery still in. The wheel's no longer there. The big wheel's no longer there, but some of the inner wheels are still there.
Right.
There's 3 floors to the mill. So from every floor, there's a bit of equipment left, but they're not connected up.
Right, okay.
All the bits of the mill that we have found, the original workings of the mill, we've reused. So not only just for decorative pieces, the keystones from the bridges, we've actually made a stone circle in the camping field.
Oh.
So with a fire pit. So the stones are actually set round in a circle so our friends can come, like the fire at night time, sit around the fire. So yeah, we've tried to recycle and use all the bits that we've found original to the mill.
So the wheel, you think the mill was working as a flour mill before?
Yeah.
Before it became...
Yeah, it was definitely a flour mill. Yeah, so the turbines, EDF was quite interested because of the flow of water that still goes underneath the mill. EDF's been interested in putting turbines in to create some energy, and it'll be clean energy. So that's something to definitely going to look into in the future.
So it could be that your mill is actually back in commission creating electricity for the grid. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's amazing, isn't
it? Because they'll give you then a wage, like an annual fee for the electricity.
Yeah.
Which would be great if we can achieve that.
Yeah. And you won't have to worry about boiling a kettle every 5 minutes.
No, exactly.
And tell me about, there's a piece of wood, isn't there, that you, tell me about this.
Yeah. Apparently there is a piece of wood at the edge of the building. Well, you can see it on the entrance. It looks like, what, 12-foot beam of oak that apparently we've got to keep, that's protected.
Right.
We don't really know what it was used for.
Right.
We're guessing the wires to the electricity to the village was attached to it at one time.
Okay.
But now it's not. There's just a, it's just a 12-foot oak beam stuck up in the air we have painted to protect it, so it's still there, and hopefully it's going to last a bit longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does look a bit odd, a bit stuck out. But well, that's the history of To the Mill.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Sam, for talking to us.
No worries.